Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
Leading humans. I feel the same way about leadership advice that Paul McCartney felt about silly love songs. You would think the world has had enough, but if you look around, you see it isn't so. So, here we go again. I've coached several top-level executives who wanted to be better leaders, were extremely intelligent, and had a lot of technical education and experience in their respective industries. All of them struggled with exactly what they should do to increase their effectiveness and engage their people. All of them were masters of leading and managing almost everything except human beings. And looking back over what I most often suggested and taught these leaders, four categories stood out in my notes and memories. The four categories became targeted areas of improvement for these leaders and proved to be highly impactful when mastered. All are basic ways of treating humans like humans while leading them toward organizational goals. These are not only things leaders must do well, but they are ones that most leaders don't do well instinctively or automatically as they became leaders. They are not just behavioral improvement targets, but mindset changes that tend to result in a better leadership style as well. Number one, be human. Many leaders intentionally or unintentionally separate themselves from other people in their organizations. This is not just a difference in pay grade or lifestyle. It is a difference in humanity. Many leaders have almost no contact with the people at lower levels other than the occasional parade to show that they manage by wandering around. Conversations are strictly about business or have shallow platitudes of, "How's the family?" as introductions to business discussions. The most effective leaders stay connected to their people at the human level as well as the business level. You can't know or be close friends with everyone in a large organization. But you can form circles of extended family and friends. Humans follow humans, not just ideas, visions, mission strategies, and goals. Number two, be optimistically realistic. Great leaders do not lose their optimism, but they also do not lose their sense of reality. Stretch goals cannot become mission impossible and still elicit the best effort of other human beings. Truly effective leaders target progress rather than perfection. They realize that all goals must be reached a step at a time and that unrealistic and perfectionist goals actually stifle discretionary effort. Humans need to see the light at the end of the tunnel if they are to press forward with all their might and ability. It is often argued that goals of 100% or zero accidents prevent developing a tolerance for some degree of failure. However, they can also send the message that anything short of perfection is failure. This mindset also necessitates that leaders not overreact to failures with overkill rules and procedures. Overcontrol is another excellent way to demotivate a workforce and create chasm between them. The practical ones who get things done and their leader, the unrealistic maker of rules that don't help accomplish their purpose. Number three, be your own translator. Leaders often come from one of the silos of functions within the organization. Engineers tend to speak a technical language. Attorneys tend to speak a language of exposure and control. Financial managers tend to speak their language of money, sales. People tend to make everything a sales pitch. Workers speak a completely different language. And often workers from different departments, crafts, or trades speak their own language. Great leaders are translators. Not only can they speak the language of each group, but they can address the issues particular to that group. When you assess a culture and workers regularly say that their leader really speaks their language, you have found an effective leader. Some leaders count on their department managers to translate their message to each group. I've seen this work, but even at best, this puts another degree of distance between the leader and the workers. The message gets through, but the humanity of the leader does not. Leadership becomes theoretical and abstract rather than a human function of the organization. The coach is up in the press box sending in the plays rather than down on the field with the players. Number four, stay inside the culture. Being an effective translator is a great first step to staying inside the culture, but it is not enough. Great leaders are perceived as a member of the culture, not just someone who can speak the language. Leaders tend to show compassion and kindness to others and treat them with respect and dignity. When tragedy strikes, great leaders show they care about the individuals and families, not just numbers and expenses. When things go well, great leaders give credit rather than take it. Cultures are said to be resistant to change, yet they are constantly changing. The underlying truth is that cultures resist forces outside of the culture and respond to those within. This is why leaders want to stay inside, where they can have the influence without causing resistance. People who rise to organizational leadership positions usually do so because of their talents, abilities, and/or past history of exemplary performance. That means they do something or some things exceptionally well. Many leaders recognize their own strengths and weaknesses and seek to address them in one of several ways. Either they surround themselves with people who possess the skills they lack, they seek to enhance the skills in which they are weak, or a combination of the two. True excellence in leadership begins with the realization that organizational performance is less about great leaders and more about leading great people. Leaders who understand the importance of the human beings in their organization realize that humans must be treated as humans if they are able to reach their greatest potential. Every leader I have coached become more effective when they have mastered the mindset and techniques of being a human while leading humans.
For more information on this topic or how we help lead individuals and organizations towards excellence in performance and culture, visit us at proactsafety.com.